Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pinn. This Aspire podcast is being aired, recorded, and filed for June the 15th, 2024. And I'm very grateful to be with you. We're going to talk about something that I introduced to my group in a Zoom offering that evidently seemed to catch some legs, and people have been talking a little bit about it. You know, most people don't talk much about what's going on within them. They really don't. They have no way to understand what their life is all about and what's been going on. So I try to help them with these little things that I think are extremely important. So this was done way back in April, this thing called Your Lot in Life. And this comes from Daryl in New York City. He said, why do you say that we must accept our lot in life? It seems rather harsh. And then he goes into some instances in his life that were difficult. Please understand, Daryl. I hope you can understand that we are the cruel ones. We're the ones that are doing the things that are most self-destructive. So our lot in life is how we have trapped ourselves in the annoyance of our ego, our vanity, our pride, in the manner of our genetics and our DNA, living out our genetics and DNA as though they are the only means for which we do live. And it is a very difficult thing for most people to consider the idea of what they've done to themselves, because most of us want to blame, quote unquote, life in general. And it just isn't that way. It doesn't really work that way. But we want to think it does, like we're hapless little victims that had nothing to do with the situations and the conditions of our life. But we do. And what most of us don't want to acknowledge or can't acknowledge, because we live in our lot in life where we store all of our resources mentally, emotionally, biologically. We come up with our narrative philosophy about our life, and we think that that narrative philosophy is our life. So we like to think that that's the way it is, and that's the way it will always be, and it's not our fault. We live free, and we are not free. We are not free people. We are clogged up. We are petulant little children that simply do not want to take responsibility for their circumstances and their conditions based on and predicated on the consequences of their life. We build consequence by how we live opposed to the meaning and the significance of our life. So let me go a little deeper here. Not all of us are to have the same life. People envy those who have money, power, prestige, fame, fortune. This is the way most people are. This is what they think of as being extremely important. But when you get right down to it, at the end of the day, at the end of a person's lifetime, and I've worked in hospice for a long, long time, I can tell you they're not happy at all. They're not happy with their life. They're not happy with themselves. They turn to drugs and alcohol and all sorts of things that absolutely take their life and trash it. And you would be surprised how many of these people are famous, wealthy, shall we say, popular. We have these anomalies in our brain about what people are, and we build their heritage or their heroism on the heritage and thought that maybe they're the kind of person we can admire and follow and live as if. But really, that's not the way it works. You're going to find that all of these people, one way or another, have something I don't want to say negative, but something in their life that is very difficult for them to deal with. And some of it is fame and fortune. I've had quasi-famous people and famous people working with them in meditation and stuff, and they're unhappy. They are deeply unhappy. Some of them are deeply self-destructive. So, Daryl, the thing is, we're here to find what our lot in life is. And I know you're not going to like this, but it's true. And to live in that lot of life that we are involved in and not complain about it. We have to see, this is the way my life is. This is the way it's going to be until I allow myself to awaken. And until I understand that, until I have some sense of meaning about that, I'm just going to live out this lot in life that I have in depression, in misunderstanding, in vanity, pride, ego. I'm just going to have that. That's going to be whatever it is that is the sum and substance of my life. And people don't like it. They think, oh, I can do better. So they go out into the world and they try to be richer or more, attractive or change people's opinions about themselves and others. And it just gets so convoluted, Daryl. What can I say to you? What can I say? This is the manner of their spirit. This is the way they live their life. You and I both have, some sort of, lifestyle or manner of living in a kind of a circumstance. Our life becomes a circumstance. If you have a human body, your life is going to become a circumstance. So you could say that's our lot in life. And if I only live by the circumstances, the conditions, the basic sense of what we are responsible for and what we haven't been responsible for, and how this all coincides with our lifestyle, though that glass ceiling that we keep hitting over and over and over again that we don't really want to see, as long as we continue to deny our lot in life and we don't want to see how it exists in us and what it's all about, it's never going to change. No matter what you bring into your life, wealth, a better person, let's say, to have relationship with, or you have a great job or whatever, you feel lucky, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. Your lot in life is going to change, because one thing is true about all of us on this planet is that we have inherited a fleshly body. And as Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless a person is born again of the water and of the Spirit, in other words, cleansed and awakened by the Spirit of love that lives within us, nothing is going to change. This earthly existence is difficult. To say the least, it's difficult. And for thee and me, Daryl, to think that we can break the spell of our our life that we have perpetrated on our own through karma and misunderstanding and basic unkindness. We don't live a meditative life. We're going to live as the circumstance of our condition, and that condition is that we're going to find that there is some kind of throwback payback to our life that can be very difficult. It's the circumstances of my consequence. So that's why I say it. I've been doing this a long time. I see my own, my own little bit in all of this. My life as it is in a nutshell from my own limitations, my ego, my vanity, my pride. I see what it does, what it is. And instead of living for it, I have learned how to live with it without getting involved in the consequences. I'm going to end this one with a quote from the Buddha. All conditioned things are impermanent. When one sees this with wisdom, one turns away from suffering. It's a very beautiful statement. I'll read it again to you. All conditioned things are impermanent. When one sees with wisdom, one turns away from suffering. Darryl, we need that wisdom. That is the only thing that truly matters in this life. And if you can find that wisdom within you that allows you to understand your lot in life, you won't curse it. You will bless it and be grateful for it is there to teach you the way. It is. Everything is there to teach us the way. I got to go. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Darryl, for your beautiful question. And I'll have more for you tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.